The Electricity Company of Ghana says electricity supply is likely to improve further after the World Cup. The PRO of the Accra West Division of the ECD, Eric Asante, says there is an improved generation in the energy sector, especially with a 200 megawatts from the Abuja thermal plant. Prior to the World Cup, the country was experiencing an intensive load shedding, with the lights going off for 12 hours every 2 to 3 days. The situation, however, improved during the World Cup. The ECG says if things should continue as they are, the country is likely to see a drastic reduction in load shedding in the coming weeks. He spoke to Samuel Bano.
We were still shedding load, just that we had an improved generation, and that is why the amount of hours people would have to go off has practically minimized. But currently, there's not a regular occurrence. We still have a deficit in the generation, and we have not entirely stopped the load shedding. As and when generation improves, we don't even share the load at all. But the amount of megawatts that is being shared is quite minimal, because generation has improved drastically.
Can you tell us what has accounted for this improvement?
There is an additional plant at Abuazi that has come on board. We had a deficit of in the region of 400 megawatts. And one of the plants that is on stream now at Abuazi gives us almost around 200 megawatts. And that has offset the deficit that we initially had. So currently we are in a deficit of 200 thereabouts. And even during the off-peak period, there is no problem. But these problems occur when there is a peak, when we are in the peak period, and we share those megawatts among the regions, and that accounts for the improvement in the generation.
Are we no longer going to see Dumso, or is it going to come in as and when there's a challenge or something like that?
Currently, if it's even going to it is going to be in a minimal form, because and the amount of megawatts that's being shared is not as large or huge or more as compared to what we initially had. So that's why it is very rare for people to be seeing the load shedding as intense as it used to be, because we have had an improved generation, and that is accounting for the fact that you can see obviously that now people don't go off as they used to. Moving forward, we are hoping that it will even further improve than what we currently have, so that at the appropriate time we would halt the load shedding.
We understand China is to help us with our energy generation. What are they actually bringing on board this time around?
Putting in place and generation plans that will help us improve the generation. Basically, that is what they are going to do. It's not about building any dam or any, but putting in place other systems that would add up to our generation through other means. That is putting in place plants, that is other sources of energy. And maybe in the times of maybe plants, we are even looking at even tidal weaves and other things, which are more advanced form of generation. We are looking at building even more plants to augment what is at Abuazi and Masogli. Even more IPPs will be coming on board. And that is one aspect of what we just spoke about. It is just independent power producers which will be helping us improve our lot of our generation. It is proper that at this particular time, we conserve energy. If we use the power as and when we really need it, it will go a long way to help us. When you move around town during the day, it's unfortunate. You see streetlights lit during the day, and it is very bad. That is also affecting our generation. And if these things are put off and put on at the right time, it will go a long way to add up to our generation. And when we need them, we would use them at the right time, because you cannot store power and use it at a later date. But when you don't use more crude oil to power plants because people have demands that are high, you exhaust the generation and you have a problem when you really need it.
That was PRO of the Accra West Division of the ECG, Eric Asante, talking to Samuel Bano.